W-Z-A-L-K.
By the great horn-swaddled unicorn.
This is my trip where we're going to a whole bunch of different states, southeastern states, just so I can remember later on. Just a second. You hear that? Probably not. Just a second. Lose your key? Oh. Dad's back. Say hi.
All I did was go to the car. I didn't go get anything to eat.
Ha 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 ha. And I didn't call anybody either. I've just been reading this, Dad. There's an exercise room and a kiddie pool. We didn't know about those two things. Well, I'm going to go down to the arcade. Hum-de-dum-de-dum-dum. Stop! I just went down to play the arcade games, and I did real bad. Well, I did okay. There was one game, and it was a racing game, but the screen was all messed up, and it was hard to play. I mean, not hard to play, but it was hard to play because the screen was messed up. Make sense? No? Oh, sorry. Oh, goodbye. While ago we stopped at McDonald's, and I think the Emily went by, which would be kind of weird. And now we're in Chicago, of course we were before. And what else weird happened, Dad? Anything? Okay, nothing weird has happened. And it's really foggy, and the Sears Tower was going up into the clouds. It was cool. The sky is all white. There's no blue or sun or anything. And I was wondering if it was the smog. And, well, now we're on what Dad said it was, the south side. South something. And Dan Ryan Expressway. And there's a church over there, and then there's a house over there that burnt down. I also burnt down the house next to it. And, well, I'll be recording a little bit later. And this is a good take. Thank you. I've seen some of the churches that are said to be falling down. And some of the stained glass windows are replaced with wood. So, plywood, wood, boards. Then there's lots of churches in this part. We think that we're in Indiana now, but we're not exactly sure. We've seen signs that say welcome to the Indiana toll roads and stuff, but we haven't seen a sign that says welcome to Indiana. And, well, now we see a sign called Michigan City. So, we're somewhere, we know that much. Oh, we're in Calumet, wherever that is. And, well, Dad said something that I was going to tell you, but now I forgot. So, I remember now. Dad said that there wouldn't be any toll roads in Indiana, but...
When we turn on 65 south, then it's not a toll road.
So we're not going to be on a toll road that much, but a little bit. Oh, by the way, if Mom's listening, hello, Mom! Right now, believe it or not, we're on 150th Street. Ooh, and the Calumet River is somewhere around here. Well, yeah, Dad says something about a scuzz bag. The river is a little scuzz bag. Well, we just stopped, a while ago we stopped at a store, and I got some candy. And just a second ago, we stopped at a McDonald's, and it was the site of a real old one. They even had a real old sign there, and instead of having two arches, it had one. Then in the middle, it had a sign that says McDonald's Hamburgers, and there was this, like, chef on top, and he was holding a sign that said Coast to Coast. And it was really cool. And inside the store, they had some pictures, I mean, inside the restaurant, I should say, they had some pictures of what McDonald's used to look like. I mean, photographs, yeah. Right, Dad?
Right.
See, Dad's here with me, right?
Right.
But he's driving, right?
Wrong.
Oh, he's not driving? I'm driving, I forgot. Well, we're in Indiana now, we're sure about it, don't worry. We're, like, pretty close to a city called Lebanon. Lebanon! Oh, no, we're close to Lebanon! Oh, we're going to get blown up! Yeah, we're close to Indianapolis, kind of. Pretty close. Then after Indianapolis, go down a little while, and then we'll be at Louisville. Correct, Dad?
Correct.
I just thought about that. There's no baseball team there.
Just like the guy who invented baseball
just,
named Cooper.
Oh, well, Dad said, isn't the guy who invented baseball named Cooper?
I don't know.
It's 8-17-90. Dad, sneezed and he blew his contact out, so we had to go onto a side road and he fixed his contact. Goodbye. We're pretty close to Indianapolis. Dad said we're going to be in Indianapolis. And I thought this time one was for a road that led to the Indianapolis International Airport, and the other one just didn't say anything. To Indianapolis downtown. Can't find the microphone. Oh, here it is. We're in Indianapolis now. And we're coming up to a sign that says Keystone Avenue, half a mile. And we're wondering where the Indianapolis 500 station is. Dad says we probably won't go past it. And at first it looked like there wasn't anybody living in this town. But then we decided that there was about 1 million people. But is this town bigger than Rockford? Dad said, oh, heavens yes. I'll tell you if we get to see the thingy, the big stadium. What is it called, Dad? I forgot.
Oh, Indianapolis Speedway.
No, it's Churchill Downs, yeah. Oh. I was thinking stupid. I'm going to go to bed pretty soon here. Well, I'm holding the sucker. Thank you, Mom. And tomorrow we're going to leave. For home, no, just kidding. Here we are, the second day in the morning, and I'm watching Saturday cartoons, Camp Candy. Dad's going back to sleep. Oh, he's just going to lay there for a couple minutes, and he's going to get up. And then we're going to... What city, Dad?
Chattanooga.
Choo-choo. Dad, are we out of Indianapolis now?
Yes.
Yep, we are.
We're on our way to
Louisville. Yeah, Louisville. I don't like the word Louisville. That's stupid. So we say Louisville. And they say Louisville. Louisville. Dad's playing this song right here. that's the song that he's playing. Well, see ya. You didn't hear anything when I said this is the song that his dad listening to, but I thought I had it on my radio. But I didn't, so never mind. We're going. See you later. Bye-bye. For a while there, we were just stuck in the middle of nowhere in a, like, old construction jam, we might call it. We were just sitting there going about 5 miles per hour, Dad. 10. Now we're going a little bit faster. Not now. And my headphone cord is stuck in the seat. Wonderful. Well, here we go. Under the seat. Through. And we're trying to get it out here. I don't need my headphones on. It's kind of fun not having headphones when you're recording. Okay, here we go. There we go. I plugged it in. And now we're going kind of slow again. Ooh. Oh no. A raindrop just fell on our car. We've had problems with rain on the way here. Music, huh? We just saw a sign that said blasting zone. 1,000 feet. How exciting. Actually, it is exciting. It could give somebody a heart attack. It said turn off two-way radio because Dad said when you turn on the microphone, it might ignite the... Dad?
What?
Are we almost out of Indiana?
Oh, another 50 miles, I suppose.
50?
Yeah.
And it's about 40 miles to our destination?
A bit more, about 60, I think.
60? Oh. 57 miles to Louisville. 52 more miles. I'm waiting for a sign to come, and here it comes. I think Dad's right. Yeah, Dad's right. 43 miles. He thought it was 41, but pretty close, Dad, correct?
Pretty close.
Kentucky. Well, 39 miles to Louisville. 35 miles. 15, Dad, 16. 15. Ooh, 17 miles. 40 minutes, right, Dad? 5 miles, people.
A lot less.
I'm pretty sure that we're getting pretty close to Louisville.
Less than half an hour, too.
Dad says, oh, yeah. 15 minutes. Maybe, right, Dad?
About 20.
20 minutes. Easy. We just came back from a cave. It was the Mammoth Onyx Cave. But we meant to go to the Mammoth Cave, and we went, but it was a good mistake. I'm kind of glad that we made that mistake. Because we got to see kangaroos, and what was the kind of bird? Emus. Bird called emu from Australia, and Australian geese, and Australian ducks. And a whole bunch of tropical birds, which were kind of neat. And I went in this one cage where birds just went all over everybody, and you would feed them apples, and they would sit on your arm, and it just felt so neat, didn't it, Dad?
They were cute little birds. They'd eat little slices of apple.
Yep.
I was trying to eat my sunglasses string, and one was trying to get into my pack of cigarettes.
Well, see you later. Dad, are we going to go to the other Mammoth Cave?
Not today, no. If we want to think about doing it on the way back, we can do that, but not today.
Okay. We just came back from a restaurant and whatchamacallit, truck stop and a store, and we played video games half the time. Well, that's it. At a gift shop at the cave, I got a turtle, and I named him Victor just now. Now it's 5'10", right, Dad?
That is correct.
What?
It's 5'10".
Do you want to talk to anybody listening?
No, you're doing a good job.
Thank you. Do you want to say hi to Mom?
Hi, Mom. We're having fun.
We're in the car. That's a, yeah. Thanks for the comics, Mom. They're really interesting. We're on our way to Chattanooga, and it's 80 miles. Not that far. Here we are in the hotel. Believe it or not, the pool closes at 11. Excuse me. And they have an arcade. They have Rampage, a racing game, shooting game, I can't remember what it's called, one of those basketball playing games. And then, like, there's one thing where there's these circular pieces of metal, and they're carved so that there's a star in the middle, and then around the circle, you can write something, anything. Isn't that crazy? And we have two separate rooms for the bathroom. One room that's the, I guess, the toilet and the shower. And another room that's the sink and the hangers. In order to get to the main part of the building, though, we have to go through the outside. Because this is basically an outdoor hotel, you would call it, because the pool's outdoor. Our room is okay. Kind of nice. The beds are maybe even, they're softer than the other ones. It's a cool hotel. Right now, I'm probably going to go down to, just a second here. Right now, I'm probably going to go down to the arcade games. Somebody's using a shower. Maybe, I'm not sure. I think somebody's using a shower. I'm in the bathroom right now. Not the bathroom, but the sink room. The powder room. And that's where my bags are, and the hangar. Ew, the hangar, where's the plane? Plane's gone.
Oh.
And, well, that's about it. There's some things about the Priority Club, which is different. Guest information directory. It's about, like, ooh, welcome message. Room and ice locator. Ooh, there's a kiddie pool. Radical, a kiddie pool. Geez, they have to make one of these for every single hotel. Well, that's different. Then they have, okay, this is neat. I don't even have to hold my thing. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? There's the child pool, the pool exercise room. Ooh, cooler. Exercise room. Board room. That's where you go when you're bored. Restaurant, lounge, front desk, office, lobby, and of course it doesn't say the arcade, but I know that they have an arcade. Ooh, Chattanooga Fun Phone. Apples, they call it? Phone calls. Message light. If blinking, dial 1-888. Area attractions, recreation, pizza delivery, churches, dining, safety, and security procedures. Probably can't hear me that well. Okay, here we go. This is, you know, Golden Girls.
Please, I can hardly see my old hand in front of my
face. Hello. Oh, Victor, get out of here. I can't believe it, but we got up at 9 o'clock. Actually, I got up a little bit earlier, but then... now we're going to go pretty soon. It's our third day, Dad. Yeah, and we're watching Brady Bunch. It's Sunday, July. No, just kidding. August what? August 19th, 1990. Then today we're going to go to the Incline Railroad and Ruby Falls and Raccoon Mountain, Dad. And if we have time, we're going to go to Raccoon Mountain. What else? That it?
Rock City.
Rock City. Okay. Well, see ya. That was some of my trip. Unfortunately, I did not finish this tape. Today is September 5th, 1990, and so way after my trip. And, well, the rest of this tape is going to be bus, school, and other stuff. You know, people talking and stuff. Makes sense. That's all that the rest of the tape has been. So let's listen to some music, just to make up for it. That was the Beatles.
Good day, one and all. I haven't made a record in many years. But on this auspicious occasion, having been approached by the
WZALK
people, which is, I might add, a division of the
WZALK Rental and Recording Companies and Studios.
I have many fond memories of a lady there, the wealthy widow Pismadillo, Adeline Pismadillo. Ah, well, therein is another tale. Yes, indeed. Today, I am here to remind you, one and all, so please inform all of your station divisional personnel to gather round and hearken to this little gem of verbiage which I am about to lay on your audio cavities. So lend me your ears, ladies and gents. Excuse me, whilst I partake of my hourly medication. I have a very slight case of percussion of the lower bodogus, and therefore have to drink this potion from time to time, indubitably. You have subscribed, I am informed, to the
WZALK.
Yes. Of course, you enlightened folk are cognizant of the fact that you have there in your munificent surroundings the beautiful, melatonious sound of
WZALK.
Have you heard this one?
You meet the nicest people on the Honda.
I met a very interesting person on one of those the other day. Owned a hamster farm in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and was Honda-ing to Burbank for the Fig Leaf Festival. But there again is another story. Yeah? No, I am no longer available to play Philadelphia. In fact,
WZALK.
You folks here at the station have paid good American currency for the use of the sounds which you have right here on the premises. Take the suggestion of a man with some knowledge of proboscis. That means nose. Sniff them out and make use of them. They will make you moolah, money, geetus. Yes. Got a back-to-school sale going. Send the little boys and girls back with this one.
Show your class. Don't let our bargains pass.
Got a dollar day's thing for one of your many clients?
We're part of the latest craze. It's dollar days.
here's one I am particularly partial to.
Radio keeps you in the know.
You also have, should you find the occasion to look them up, what we refer to in
WZAOK.
Impact Assets, Godfrey Daniel. By the great horn-swoggled unicorn. Impact Assets. Do you find airwaves people realize that your impact assets right over a lot of bottom-line coin of the realm? So take the helm, cut a swath with your faithful Zambezi broadswords through the morass of those many discs and use them to their full advantage.
WZAOK.
You're subscribing to them, so please avail yourselves of their desirable perspicacity. Thousands of them. Now that I see that it is tea time once again, so I must therefore hie me away to a beautiful little place I know near Pismo Beach. They make a concoction there called an Uncle's Monkey. I'd rather drink one than be one. So now, my little chipmunks and chipmunkesses, go out and get the old contract signed. And remember, my advance man, Marmaduke Gump, sees to it each and every month that you receive a brand new disc full of new sounds, along with the famous Tanagram and other goodies. Farewell, my little doves. Turn over this delightfully different disc and hearken to what the lady has to say. We feel it will be well worth your collective times. And remember, contrary to rumor, Jack Barrymore and I are alive and well in a house of questionable repute in Rangoon. How fortuitous.
Along with your station salesperson here to give you a little additional information on how to make your business a lot happier. I know what I'm talking about because I was one of you once. And believe me, I'd like to show you my bottom line. You heard that great sound just now? Well, you, as a client of this station, can incorporate the fabulous
WZAOK
into your image. It's very simple. Now I'm going to let you hear that same little number again, okay?
Kawasaki lets the good times roll. Kawasaki lets the good times roll.
Your station representative here has this sound available for you. The same musicians, lyricists, instruments, sounds, highs, lows, the whole thing is available through this station. Your representative here can show you how you, as an important client of this station, can utilize these sounds just for you. In this business that we've chosen as a life work, there are new things popping all the time. New sounds, new inventions, new fast food outlets, new clothing stores, new everything. By using this station and the myriad of sounds available to you from this station, you can be now. You can zing, swing, sing, or sting. Whatever the business, profession, or specialty demands, our station has it. And now, without any more palaver on my part, let's let my friend here show you just exactly how you can sound. It's been a pleasure. Bye. Take it, dear. It's all yours.
I got a gal at the head of the creek and a gold.
Well, it is. It's gone. It's been replaced. Progress has taken over. We have the diesel electric. Can you imagine anything more lonesome sounding on a cold night when you're alone than a diesel electric? Thank you. Then did you hear about the little kid that's running down the street one day? He's looking for a cop. You know, boy, he's really running. Finds the cop and he says, "Officer," he says, "come back to the bar with me real quick. My father's in a fight." So they run back down to the bar, you know. Go through the swinging doors. They get in there and here's three guys about to kill each other. I mean, there's a real, this is a battle. So the cop watches these guys. He finally turns to the kid and he says, "Okay, kid, which one's your father?" Kid looks at the cop and he says, "I don't know. That's what they're fighting about."
Nightmare, your medicine man.
WZAOK
1990.